Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date, September 14th, 1954, and the title is Murder at Triple S. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Murder at the Triple S. In the big flatlands territory of the Old West, outlaws took what they wanted with the six gun. Since law enforcement agencies were undermanned and widely separated, bad men laughed at the law. And by far the most powerful and ruthless of these bad men was the killer Rufe Dunbar, who, as our story opens, is riding towards the Triple S spread with his henchmen McGill North and their gang.
So you're going to take over the Triple S, Rufe?
I sure am, McGill. That'll make a mighty nice base operations for us in this territory.
Who owns the Triple S now?
Some gal named Hannah Wesley from the East come out here a year ago and bought the spread.
Going to gun her down, too?
No. Not at first, anyway. Her father's coming out here by train today. That's common talk around here. And I aim to meet that train with the Triple S buckboard.
What for, Ruth?
Because I want his signature as well as hers, turning the ranch over to me. I like to have everything legal, McGill.
Yeah, sure legal.
So for the time being, we'll let the gal live. All right, now listen, boys. Boys, when we get to the ranch, she'll probably come out to see who we are. Her foreman and the two hands will come out, too. So when I give you the word, just gun them hombres down. By nightfall, I'll own me a ranch. All legal.
Yeah. Waldo.
Mom?
Have you got your list of supplies made out for your bunkhouse?
Yes, Mom. Made it out just for a harness up as your team. Blasted team's kind of skittish, Miss Hannah. Ain't been exercising enough lately.
I hope they won't be skittish after we meet Dad at the depot. I want everything to make a good impression on him out here, so he'll stay.
Yes, Mom.
He's never been west, and I don't think he'll like it. He's fond of his ease and comfort, so I'm anxious to have him be pleased, Waldo.
Yes, Mom. I'll do my best. Who are these riders?
I don't know. There are quite a few of them.
Well, great snakes, it's Rufe Dunbar and that gang of his. Hey, Ed, Jack.
Yeah, Waldo, okay.
Come out here, will you? We may have some trouble on our hands.
Howdy, ma'am. Howdy, boys.
What do you want?
Well, we figured we'd save you the trouble of meeting your father, ma'am.
Hey, you mosey on, Dunbar. We got no time for you.
Yeah, and we got even less time for you, hombre. Open up on them, boys.
No.
Watch it, Ed.
Oh, you beast.
Well, that takes care of the hands. All right, a couple of you boys grab that girl.
Get away from me. Let me go.
Take her back in the ranch house and keep her there. You, Joey.
Yeah,
Rufe. Madroni.
Yeah.
Get them bodies out of the way. Don't worry about your father, ma'am. Rest of us are taking this buckboard and meeting him at the depot.
Who those hombres down there in the flatland, Cisco?
I do not know, Pancho.
Huh?
Nor do I know what those shots meant after they arrived at the rancho. The distance was too great to see clearly.
Bad hombres, no?
Oh, perhaps not. The shots may have meant they were celebrating something.
Si.
Or that they killed their Adler. Well, let us wait here a moment, Chico, for the other hole.
Now the hombres ride back this way, Cisco.
One of them is driving a buckboard.
Buckboard?
I may be wrong, Pancho, but I have the feeling that all is not well at that rancho. Let us ride down to meet those hombres. Come on, Diablo.
Come on, Lobo. Go now. Cisco.
Yeah?
Cisco, say we go watch the train coming.
Oh, we will still have time to ride to the depot, amigo. But do not forget, the territorial marshal asked us to look over this country carefully for him, especially with respect to the bandidos here.
Always bandidos, Cisco.
So that errand is of first importance.
Train second, no?
Yes. Tough looking bunch of hombres, Pancho. Let me do the talking.
Cisco, do the talking.
So they have a hold.
Hold on.
Hold on, off your place, señores.
What do you hombres want?
Our horses need water, señor. Perhaps you would be kind enough to direct us to the nearest rancho.
Ain't any ranches around here.
Oh? But as we rode down the hill over there, we thought we saw a rancho a short way to the north.
I said there's no ranches around here. I get going. In that direction.
Pancho, not like that, hombre, Cisco.
Quieto, Pancho. In spite of your order, hombre, mi compañero and I will continue to ride in this direction.
You want trouble with me, do you? And by thunder, you'll get it.
Yeah?
Cisco, draw the gun.
Hey, holster that gun, stranger.
Si. When you take your hand away from your gun, bud, hombre.
Hey, hold it, Rook. I better get going. We ain't got much time.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I'll let you off easy this time, stranger, but from now on, keep out of my way.
Yeah. Adios, hombre. We may meet again.
It's a good thing you reminded me we didn't have much time to kill. Good thing for them, too.
Yeah, but that wasn't the reason. Don't you know who that big hombre was, Roof?
No.
That was the Cisco kid.
The Cisco? You sure of that?
Yeah, I've seen that hombre before. If he's going to hang around here, we better keep our eyes open, Roof.
Yeah, and maybe we had.
What if he rides to that ranch?
And I hope he does. Joey and McCroney will get him and the other one from the ranch house. We'll keep on going. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Pancho, think those hombres bandidos, Cisco.
They may be, Pancho.
Look like bandidos, talk like bandidos, Pancho, think.
Well, as yet we have no proof they are bandidos, Chico.
Uh-huh.
Now we will see if anyone is home at the ranch house. So they have a hole.
Oh, look. Pancho, not see nobody, Cisco. Nobody home.
Well, we will see. Perhaps the owner is in the house taking a siesta.
Cisco. Pancho, think you see somebody look out the window.
They're going to fire on you.
Santos, down, Pancho.
We ought to gun down this scale for warning them, Droney.
Come on, Pancho.
What happened to Cisco?
Break down that door. Look out. They're going to shoot again.
Santos, that bullet shape, Pancho, no.
Get the door, amigo. Now. Once more. Drop that gun, hombre. Lucky for me, your aim was poor. Drop it.
I'll get the fat one, Droney.
Buenas, señorita. Good for you.
To give the hombres peace from under the hombres. One down, Cisco.
Now, see about this other one, Pancho. You don't know who you are, hombre. But I suspect you are one of that gang of hoodlums I met to the south of here.
Two down, Cisco.
Say, watch them both, Pancho.
Si.
Gracias for your warning, señorita. Now, perhaps you will explain all this to us.
I'm Hannah Wesley. I own this ranch, and my foreman and I were just about to leave for the depot to meet my father, who was coming from the east, when Rufe Dunbar and his gang rode up.
I've heard of Rufe Dunbar, senorita.
He's a bad hombre.
He just shot down my foreman and the two hands and told his men to guard me till he got back. He's gone to the depot to meet my father. I think he's going to pretend he's from the ranch, and Dad doesn't know him. He'll think he is.
What is his purpose, Senorita?
I don't know. You've helped me this much. If you could only...
Pancho and I will ride to the depot at once. What time is the train due?
In about 45 minutes. I want to go with you.
I would advise you to stay right here, Senorita. Pancho will tie these hombres securely.
Si, Cisco.
And then it would be well for you to keep an eye on them. Your foreman and the two hands, are they dead?
Yes.
I am sorry, Senorita. Here, I'll help you with these two coyotes, Pancho. We have no time to waste. Not even 1 minute.
Hey, Gil.
Yes?
Any sign of the Cisco kid back there?
Look.
Well, chances are if they rode there, Joey and Madroni got them both. Oh, wait. Hey, what's that dust rising back there?
Looks like riders coming this way.
Yeah, it's from the direction of the Triple S, too. By thunder, if Cisco went there and the boys didn't get him...
Maybe Cisco's found out what's going on.
Hey, you hombres!
Yeah, hombres.
A couple of you get down out of sight in them arroyos on either side of the trail.
Yeah,
a couple of more of you get out of sight up in this little pass ahead. The rest of you get behind them boulders. I want that Cisco kid to ride into a pocket, understand? Once he gets in it, I don't want him to get out.
McGill and I
got to keep on to the depot. Once you gun down Cisco and the other one, catch up with us. Now remember, I want that Cisco kid killed.
Good, way up ahead, Cisco.
Oh, not so far ahead now, amigo.
We catch up with them before they get to the depot, Cisco.
Looks as if we would, Pancho. But something is wrong.
What's wrong, Cisco? What's wrong? What?
That buckboard and all those hombres riding with it were sending up a big cloud of dust.
Oh.
There's not so much dust rising now.
Maybe ride on pebbles now, no?
Maybe, but I still do not like it.
Not like it, huh?
We are coming close now, Chico. Mm-hmm. Let us stop and look this situation over. Oh, there, who?
Oh, logo. Look right ahead, Cisco.
See, it looks all right. But let us be sure what we are riding into, Pancho. Something Diablo does not like.
Loco not like something neither.
There are two arroyos on either side of the trail ahead of us.
The path up ahead, Cisco.
See, I believe our horses are trying to tell us the danger is there, amigo.
Yes, dry gulch, no?
Perhaps. Let us ride toward that pass carefully, Pancho.
Carefully, Cisco.
Come on, Diablo.
Loco. Slow now. Carefully, Loco. Loco. Slow now. Slow.
Have your guns ready, Pancho?
Yeah.
Do not like the looks of this at all.
I think I got the guns ready, Cisco. But, Cisco.
Yeah?
Pancho, the world's best bad shot.
Wait. Hold up.
Hold up.
I thought I saw a flash there. Sunlight and a gun barrel. Madre mia, that was right. Back, Pancho. Back, Diablo.
Back, this way. Close, Cisco.
Ambush, Pancho. Hombres are back in those arroyos. Either side of the trail as well. Down off your horse, Pancho. Down quickly, Pancho.
What we do now, Cisco?
We are surrounded, Pancho. In an open place. All we can do is to dig out hollows in the sand and lie flat in the hollows. Come on, Ramirez, this is bad. Dig, Pancho. Dig for your life.
And under the bandits' heavy gunfire, our friends had small chance of escaping unhit. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Murder at the Triple S. Riding to the Triple S ranch owned by Hannah Wesley, Rufe Dunbar, bad man, shot down the foreman of the two hands. Then, leaving two members of his gang to guard Hannah, Rufe took the ranch buckboard and started for the railroad station to meet Hannah's father, who was arriving from the east. Rufe's idea being to force the father and Hannah to sign over the ranch to him. But Cisco and Pancho arrived at the ranch, overpowered the guards. Then, learning the story from Hannah, set out in pursuit of Rufe, who, anticipating the pursuit, arranged his men in a pocket ambush. Now, our friends are working frantically to dig hollow trenches for themselves out of the sand.
Let us take a shot at those hombres, Pancho. May disconcert them.
Pancho, take the shot, Cisco.
Now, let us finish these trenches.
Pancho, almost dig the trench, Cisco.
Bueno, so have I.
There, son.
Pancho, are you hit?
Pancho, I think so, Cisco. Bullet threw up sand in Pancho's face.
Then into your trench. I will get into mine. Now, we keep our heads down, Pancho. Their bullets cannot reach us.
Pancho showed you coyotes. Pancho showed you some bullets.
Save your ammunition, Pancho. There's no point in shooting at what you cannot see.
Make Pancho feel better, Cisco.
Santos, this sun is getting hot.
There's no shade here.
You cannot stay here long, Pancho. I'm thirsty for a drink of water already.
Pancho, thirsty already, too.
You better give up and walk in here with your hands up, Cisco.
Suppose you try walking over here, hombre. You hear that sun is hot, Pancho?
Pancho, like a gallon of water, Cisco.
We better make a break for it while we have our strength, Chico.
Si.
It's dangerous, but that is better than baking here in this boiling sun.
Pancho, do it. Cisco, say, Cisco.
We can call our horses, amigo, and make the flying mount if they go by.
Pancho, not good on the flying mount, Cisco. Pancho, too fat. Well, but Pancho, try.
Yeah, we better do that. I'll try to cover you as you ride away.
Si.
You ready, Chico?
Pancho, ready, Cisco.
Very well.
Get him! Logo!
Those coyotes are shooting at our horses. Come on, Diablo, faster!
Come, Logo, faster, Logo!
Let's go, come on, keep going, yeah! Pancho,
try a flying mount! Logo, now I... Pancho, that naked, Cisco!
Keep trying, Pancho! I'll cover you as best I can.
Logo, try again!
Give that over something to think about!
Pancho, do it, Cisco! Go, Logo!
Straight up through the pass, Pancho. It's the way we are going. Up, Diablo.
Go, Logo, go now! Come like hell now, Cisco.
Fire back, Pancho. Every time you see a flash, fire back. Think we are going to get away safely, Pancho. Faster, Diablo.
Go, Logo, go now, go!
Bueno, Pancho, bueno. Now, let us get to that depot as fast as we can.
Just about got to the depot on time, McGill.
Yeah, how are you going to tell this man Wesley when you see him?
Hey, he's just going to look for whoever's dressed like an Easterner. Ain't many Easterners travel this line. Well, here she comes. Keep your eyes open for a dude now, McGill.
There he is. Just getting off that second car.
Yeah, I guess that's him all right. Looks a lot like that gal. Now, come on. Your name, Wesley?
Yes, that's right. Who are you, sir?
There are a couple of boys from your daughter's ranch. Drove in here to get you.
Good enough. Beastly boy, that train ride was. Here are my bags.
Here are his bags, he says. Hey, just what you think.
Hey.
Easy, fool.
Don't mind McGill here, Mr. Wesley. He's just plain lazy. He hates to work, but he'll carry your bags to the buckboard. Won't you, McGill?
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I thought you would. Well, let's get going.
Just a minute. Are you too sure you're from the ranch?
Well, of course we are. Why?
You don't look like the sort of men my daughter would hire to work for her. However, things are different out here. Let's be going.
Put them bags in the back, McGill.
Yeah.
You can climb into the seat all right, Mr. Wesley.
Yes, of course. I'm not helpless. Can't imagine living in these desperate surroundings, though. Can't imagine it at all. Have to persuade Hannah to come back east. Why didn't my daughter come to meet me herself?
Huh? I don't know. She didn't say. Probably wanted to get a lot of cooking done up, seeing you was coming.
That's not like Hannah at all. Thought me she'd be sure to meet me at the station. This outlandish country must have changed her.
Taking a roundabout trail back, huh, Rufe?
Yeah. That's right.
Why, roundabout trail, driver. You mean this is a longer one?
Yeah, I figure it is a little longer.
I'm not interested in touring the country. I want to reach my daughter's ranch as soon as possible.
Well, I guess we're far enough out of town now, McGill. Hold up. You'll reach your daughter's ranch all right, mister, but not the way you expect to.
Well, by George, won't stand for such impertinence as that. Yeah, what are you doing with that revolver?
I'm pointing it at you. What do you think I'm doing? All right, now get down out of this wagon.
But I...
Get down out of this wagon, I said.
Oh, very well. Very well.
All right. Get his valuables, McGill.
Sure will, Rufe. Get your hands up in the air, you.
So you two are hold-up men. You're not from the ranch.
Come on, get them hands up.
Why, you insolent lout, I'll do nothing of the sort. Just let me get my hands on you and I'll...
Hey, let go! Hey,
by thunder, the old rooster's got spunk.
Oh, I'll kill him for that.
No, you fool, not yet. Gun whip him.
I sure will.
There. Next time he won't be so frisky. All right, load him into the buckboard, McGill, and when we get to the ranch, we'll make him sign over them papers to me.
Sound like the train coming to the depot, Cisco.
No, I'm afraid we are too late. The train has left. Hold up, hold.
Hold up. Pancho want to see the train come in.
That is not important, Chico. The important thing is, did the senor come on the train?
Pancho not notice, Chico.
See no signs of that buckboard. Wait. Huh? There are the wheel tracks. Yeah, but come. Wagon came into the platform here, Pancho.
Go out there, no?
See. Pancho, we will follow those wheel tracks. Up there, but come on.
Go, follow the wheel tracks. Those hombres not going to go fast, Chico.
No, they could not, amigo. The train is not yet out of our hearing.
Pancho, not to see the train.
Oh, cheer up. You can see a train within the next day or so, Chico. Right now, I want to see those hombres.
Pancho want to see them too, Chico.
I believe we will have quite a report to give the territorial marshal, Pancho, about the number of bandidos in this country.
Might be so many bandidos when Chico get through with them.
Gracias for the compliment, amigo, but... Look ahead, Pancho. There's the buckboard.
One hombre drive the buckboard and one hombre ride a horse.
See, and someone is lying in the back of the wagon. It might be the part of the senorita. Up your car.
Go now. Bandidos here, Cisco. Bandidos shooting us.
Mother me, I've been shot at enough today. I will take the one on the horse first, Pancho. Into them, Diablo. Come on, go. Now I've got a horse, you hombre. We'll settle this matter quickly.
Now we will see.
I'll get in on this, too.
Hurt yourself, hombre. As soon as possible, I'll attend to you. By as soon as possible, I mean right now. Now for you.
I'll beat you to a pulp.
That I don't. Pancho, yes. Get the senor, it's all right.
Senor,
all right,
Cisco. He get down from the wagon.
Bueno. Now, Brandito. One punch to the stomach. One punch to the jaw should be enough for you.
You won't get me, though, you ruffian. I'll knock your head off.
Here, senor. Not all matter to me. I'm your friend. Do not wish to fight with you.
I'm suspicious of everybody out here. Who are you?
I am called the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero Pancho. Let us be going on to your daughter's rancho, senor. We'll take these two along with us so they can give order to their bandidos in case they follow us.
The senor may look like a dude, Cisco, but he act like a bantam rooster, no? Bantam rooster, he acts just like one of those.
You say your father likes the West better than he did?
Oh, yes, he does, Cisco. He liked the excitement of being captured by those bandits and of being rescued by you and Pancho.
In other words, your father likes excitement, senorita.
Yes, he does. I've been wrong about him all these years. I really think, Cisco, that Dad's a born adventurer.
Well, then out here is the place for him to find adventure.
I've had enough to last me a long time.
Yeah, I understand. I think you will have no more trouble with Rufe Dunbar and McGill North, senorita. Pancho and I are taking them with us to the territorial marshal.
And what about the rest of the gang?
They have left this part of the country. They know the law is coming in here very shortly.
Thanks to you, Cisco.
Not to me, senorita, to the marshal.
You can say anything you like, but I know.
Very well. Gracias.
You're coming back soon to see Dad and me, I hope.
Si.
That's a promise now. But just in case you don't come back for some time.
See?
Well, just in case, Cisco.
Senorita.
Cisco.
Yeah, Pancho.
We go see Big Maria very soon again, no?
See, we can go to see Big Maria, amigo. When did you last see her?
About a month ago, Cisco.
About a month ago?
Uh-huh.
Did you get along well with Big Maria then, or did you have a quarrel with her?
Pancho get along fine, Cisco. Pancho said the right thing that time.
And what did you say, Pancho?
Oh, we go in the palace, Cisco.
In the palace, see?
We sit down on the couch.
On the couch.
Pancho look at Big Maria.
You looked at Big Maria?
Yeah, Big Maria look at Pancho.
So what did you do then, Chico?
Pancho get up his nerve. He leaned over very quick and he kissed Big Maria.
You kissed her, Pancho?
Yeah, he kissed her.
Well, what did she say to that?
She said, why, Pancho, you got no business to kiss Big Maria.
You had no business to kiss her. And what did you say to that?
Pancho said the right thing, Cisco.
Say the right thing, but what was it?
Pancho say, it's not a business, Big Maria. It's a pleasure.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, it's you so! Pancho!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call Lima voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. And subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.